Though I think podcasting has revived this beautiful art of storytelling into a high art form. When you listen to programs like This American Life or The Kitchen Sisters, who have unnarrated programs that just are stories of the primary people intercut with other stories and music and sound effects, that's a high art, and it's really blossomed in the podcasting age. It's nice to see that's like a whole other opportunity for producers now that wasn't there when I was starting out. So podcasting, the on-ramp is not so expensive. You don't have to get a giant grant. You do have to gather a big audience in order to fund it. But if you have a wonderful idea and talent, the world is much more wide open because of the on-ramp being cheaper and easier.
Rachel, what do you think a good starting point for students would be to get involved in learning how to podcast, and I guess just to get involved in journalism in general?
They should take journalism classes in college.
Yeah, right.
We are
I know.
lucky that
I thought of that.
Cabrillo College offers a really good journalism program. We have a newspaper you could work on, and The Voice, and Brad Cava teaches that. And so you'll get published. You'll have many articles to show someone. You can also take the broadcast writing class that I teach at Cabrillo. But classes like that are good on-ramp. And being a creative writer as well helps you be a good interviewer. If you are a curious person, cultivate that curiosity about some passion you have and pursue that. You're going to be the best at what you do if you're curious about it.